Pink Slime Cube proudly presents End of the Line, written and narrated by Richard C. Morgan.
Alfred finished his breakfast rather quickly. He didn't like being inside any longer than he had to be, first thing in the morning. The other nursing home residents either gabbed with each other or stared off into space, lost in whatever thoughts they had left in their twilight years. Alfred knew that some of them just weren't in there anymore. He firmly believed that fresh air was an antidote, and it was September, which meant that there were only so many mornings left that could be spent outdoors before the weather was unbearable. But even then, he might slip on a coat and step outside in defiance. Now, there was a garden that was just for residents, but he also liked the outdoor welcome area for visitors. Nursing homes usually put their best foot forward for visitors first. The welcome area is also where a weatherproof kiosk played a promotional video. Alfred got a chuck out of it each time it played.
Thank you for visiting End of the Line Senior Care, your last stop for the last word in kicking a certain someone's wrinkled behind to the curb so you can drive away without looking back. It is our guarantee that your declining burden will pass away from this world in absolute comfort. We put the pain in painless. The beds are soft, the entertainment is enrapturing, and the food... Mom, Dad, or Grammy are gonna die of bliss before they die of anything else. And if they do die of anything else, it'll be like slipping into the sweetest sleep they ever had.
My name is Wilbur Atkins. I died here at End of the Line Senior Care. And I can't imagine dying anywhere else. Actually, I can't imagine anything at all. Because I'm dead.
You heard it from the horse's mouth. For the best rest of your loved one's life, and the best rest at the end of their life, put them in line for End of the Line Senior Care. Even playing in traffic is painless. Alley-oop. Whoops! I don't think his head is supposed to turn like that.
Are you watching that thing again? A voice broke Alfred's attention.
Yeah, hey, Chuck. Yeah, I'm watching. I've got a sick sense of humor.
I think it's funny, too. Anything that's ridiculous enough is, hilarious. Alfred shook his head.
How do they figure that there's no such thing as someone that died uncomfortably here? It's not like they leave a review and a rating after they pass on.
I hear ya. My inoperable tumor keeps me awake at night. I'm not gonna die in my sleep with the way my head throbs each time I lay down. Yeah, come on, let's go to the garden. The two gray men shuffled their way to the resident-only area, where a number of residents either strolled or sat as still as the sculptures. Alfred and Chuck did a few silent laps and then sat on a stone bench for a breather. Both were men of few words and many thoughts. If they ever said anything, it meant that a thought was being persistent.
Not a whole lot different from when we were young, is it?
Alfred said.
What do you mean?
Alfred made a sweeping gesture at their surroundings.
It's going to take more than comfort to leave this world with ease. Good food and warm beds don't answer questions. How are my grandkids going to be when they don't get to see Grandpa anymore? What kind of people will they be when they're married with children? That's the stuff that keeps me up at night. No meal is good enough to get those things off my mind. It might distract me for a few minutes, but I never really forget. Same thing when I was young. But instead of grandkids, I was thinking about finding love, making enough money, keeping a house. Nothing made me forget that stuff. I had distractions, but they never made me forget.
And Chuck nodded. It's always something, ain't it?
Yep, sure is.
So, any idea what the soup of the day is?
Race you to the bulletin board!
Hey,